tuned into MD Femme. This is Dr. Scatliff, and we are having an episode on nutrition. We're going to call it Soundbite. That's B-I-T-E. And we have a couple of people on here with me that are very, very special and dear to my heart. Of course, Dr. Candace Wall-Bennett is in the building. How you doing, Candace?
Good. Thank you.
And we have Dr. Kenyani Davis Allen. Everybody, just round of applause. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. She is the CMO of Buffalo Health Center, a community Buffalo Health Center. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. MSA. Yes.
And what other hats do you wear, Dr. Davis?
Oh my gosh, way too many. So I am an internal medicine and preventative medicine physician. I am the chief medical officer at Community Health Centers of Buffalo. I'm also a health disparities researcher.
Okay, so we have professional, we don't, this is Dr. Davis, okay
guys? Dr. Davis.
Say your name right, okay? All right, and then we also have Isabel Castro, our medical esthetician and all things self-care expert. Izzy, how you doing?
Good. Here at the office still, and good.
Okay, and we're going to talk about nutrition and the most frequently asked questions that our patients come to us with. So first question for you ladies is, what do you consider a healthy diet? Anybody want to pick this question?
I'm just lucky if I eat for the day. Like, that's just food is healthy.
Okay, let's rephrase this. What are we telling our patients they should eat?
I'm just playing.
What do we consider a healthy diet, guys?
None. Like, Lifestyle changes are what's
okay. So let me ask you a question. Like the food pyramid, does anybody still follow the food pyramid? Anyone?
I gotta say I don't.
Okay. So I want to go ahead.
So the irony behind all this is, so not only am I a board certified internal medicine physician, I'm a board certified preventative medicine physician. So you think that I would be all about this food pyramid, but the truth is she's right. A lifestyle changes everything. I always tell people all the time, don't talk to me about, I want to lose weight. I want you to go on your wellness journey. And the truth is depending on how much your output is, you know, you may need some of the carbs. Especially my manual labor workers, balanced is the key. Balanced, or being plant forward, I like to call it. If it's colorful, it's for you.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's colorful is for you.
I like that. So you know, I'm bringing up the food pyramid because I want to bring up an interesting point. The food pyramid, which people don't know, is actually designed not just by health professionals. They had input in it, but it's also driven by lobbyists for different groups, like the farmers, milk, dairy farmers, you know, the meat industry, cheese, okay? So the old school food pyramid that we grew up on, you know, was completely incorrect. And you don't need that much red meat and you don't need that much dairy, okay? So the modern day food pyramid, I think, was last updated in 2015, just to point for the people who are listening and want to know, you know, should I use that as a guideline? The answer is yes and no. It's a good rough guideline, but like Dr. Davis said, a balanced diet is, you know, what we're recommending. And sometimes the food pyramid tends to lean a little bit more to the dairy and the eggs and the meat. And those things can be high in cholesterol and can also be kind of linked to the reason why 65% of Americans are obese.
I saw that. I was like, wow.
Just saying. I don't think it's just a coincidence, right? Like, it's something, let's see, you know, you're pushing your promoting your interest, but something's not right. So let's ask this question. I come to you and I tell you I want to lose 20 pounds in, you know, a month or two, okay? And I've read on the Mediterranean diet, I read on the South Beach diet, one of the fad diets that are out there. What's your recommendation, Doctor? I'm going to pick Dr. Wall Bennett. What's your recommendation for this patient? What do you tell her or him when they come in the clinic?
I would be like, the slower you lose the weight, the better it would be. It stays off longer, the slower you take it. And I guess I'm, when you go back to what's a healthy diet for me, I agree with Dr. Davis. I feel like in it's balanced, like in moderation is the best way how to just go about healthy eating and even to lose weight. I feel like for most people, you can find a couple of things that they usually pick out of, like always doing, and it's just trying to find what is your diet to begin with and then go from there. For some people, yes, sticking to a specific diet like a South Beach diet or those low carb diets, Mediterranean, may be best because they like structure more than just being like moderation. So I'm okay with all those diets, let's put it that way. It depends on what your chronic illnesses are too.
Okay, so two great points that you brought up. Number one, what are you actually eating to start with? Like evaluating what you're actually eating. And number two, you know, what you're comfortable doing, what routine you're gonna be able to stick with. I think that we're all mm-hmm. saying the same thing. Izzy said it too, Dr. Davis, it's a lifestyle change. You're a wellness walk or a pathway. You're going on a journey. This is a new life that you're entering into. It's not just I'm doing a diet for a few months and then I'm going to go back to eating fast food and snacks, right? It's exactly. I'm making a permanent change. So one of the interesting things that a lot of people ask when they come to the clinic is, well, you know, you're telling me to eat healthy. How can I afford to eat healthy? Because a lot of these places that are selling you, you know, the healthier foods are very expensive. So what's your answer to that? How do you address that question?
That's a hard one.
You know, I laugh because I just threw away a whole head of lettuce and
no, don't
and asparagus
laugh.
Because
yeah, that's the reality.
No, it really is. But you know what? When I tell people, it is expensive. But I always like to say, think of it this way. Rephrase that question. Not that it costs, but do you even know what to do with it? Because when you're trying to eat healthy, the kale, the this, the that, some people really just don't even know how to prepare it. It's something as simple as what do I do with it, right? But it is expensive and you have to plan. If you're not a planner, like me right here, eating healthy becomes hard, right?
Super difficult.
You know, so sometimes you have to go all the way to the basics. So, like how do you even cook it?
So we can talk about that right here. So, you know, there's the superfoods that are really popular that everybody wants to get on the train and go start eating. And Izzy, you can chime in because she knows the differences. Like she taught me some things last night when we were doing background research. But so kale, okay, is like greens. Okay, let me break it down for my black people. Kale is just fancy greens.
Literally.
Okay? All right, literally. Okay, literally kale, you wash it thoroughly. You wash all of your fruits and vegetables thoroughly, please. You don't know what pesticides or chemicals or whatever has been on them. I don't care where they're coming from. Wash them thoroughly, please, okay? And then with kale, you can cut out the backbone, the stem, okay? I've never eaten the stem of the kale. It's quite bitter, actually, and I would not do it. You can eat kale raw in a salad, or you can, you know, what I call flash heat it. So, you know, you get a very hot pan, you drop it in a little olive oil and a little, you know, a little bit of like Mrs. Dash, because, you know, you want to stay away from the sodium, the salt, okay? Those are bad things. And you can do it that way. You can add a little red cabbage to it. Okay, a little red onions, okay? You can cook it up that way. You can put it in the oven and even roast it and make kale chips. It's a better snack than potato chips, and it crunches just as much. There's several ways to eat kale.
I like it in my rice, actually. My daughter likes it in her rice.
Rice, and you can also mix it in couscous.
Yes, that is true.
Yes, yes. Kale, wonderful food. But oh. It has, yeah, go ahead, Izzy, go ahead.
So, you know, a lot of people sometimes they don't like the idea of eating too many vegetables either. So one of the things that Paul likes doing is tricking people. So he tricks people in his, because he's a chef. So one of the things he does is he likes combining the protein, but he hides it with a lot of colorful vegetables. So different bell peppers and everything. And then giving it that lime or so he makes a little ceviche that he stuffs with all these vegetables, but the people think, oh, well, I'm still eating protein and ceviche, but you're actually eating more vegetables than you are the protein.
good strategy. That's a good strategy. Actually, did you know that the red bell pepper is considered a superfood? It's top three.
Did not know that.
Top three.
Me neither.
Yeah, I learned some stuff today. I learned some stuff during research for this episode.
It's so green. Not yeah. Any other color, not the yellow.
No. The red has the highest amount of beta carotene. The highest amount of beta carotene, your vitamin A.
Yeah. So that makes it the fruit?
No. It's not a fruit. It's a vegetable, but it's one of the superfoods.
Superfood.
Superfood. I was like, it's a fruit?
No, it's not actually. Oh, another interesting fact, tomatoes, okay? People think tomatoes are healthier raw. Actually, tomatoes, when they get heat, are actually more beneficial for you nutrition-wise.
I didn't see that. That was interesting.
That was interesting. Because they contain chemicals that have to be broken down by heat in order for you to have the release of the nutrients that you need. Isn't that wild? Wild. Mm-hmm. So your tomato sauce, hey, marinara, much better than chopping up the tomato and putting it in the salad. Blew my mind.
Tomatoes give me reflux.
Yeah, they can be very acidic, yes. And so that's why everything in moderation. Right. Okay. So
that's my motto.
Let's get into the water conversation. You have one of your health nut patients, because we all have one of those health nut patients. You know them, okay? They come in, they're like, I've got pH 9 water I'm drinking every day. Is this recommended? Isn't this the top quality? Should I be drinking alkaline water? What do you tell this patient?
They're just trying to get your money.
Dr. Wall. No, okay, so explain why they're just trying to get their money. Can you elaborate for the patient, please?
No, because I'm just saying there is no health claim benefits related to alkaline water. Correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
So let's just break it down. Alkaline water is what? What is the definition of alkaline water?
So pH greater than 7. So around 8, 9, higher.
Okay.
Right? And then, I guess what you're trying to say is when it hits your stomach, I mean, your stomach is acidic, so it neutralizes it anyway, so.
That's one reason. But number two, the process in what they use to make alkaline water is called ionization. Okay, so all they're doing is ionizing regular old water. Okay, let's just make that clear. Okay, it didn't come from the beautiful springs of this remote mountain in the far, far, far distant nonsense. Swipe that away.
From tap water.
It's some tap water they ionized.
Okay? Filtered tap water.
Some Jersey tap water that they ionized. Okay, and then they bottled it up. So it's ionized water. It's just, that's all it is. And what happens is your body takes it in, and not just your stomach acid, but acid base, if you don't know, and this is why we're doing this so that patients can learn, acid base is regulated by your lungs and by your kidneys. Point blank and period. When your body gets something that's too alkaline or too acid, guess what? It brings it back to neutral. Mm-hmm. End of debate. So you drinking all that pH 9, your kidneys is going, what's this? Eject the base, get rid of that. We don't want that around here. What you trying to do, throw us off? Right. Metabolic alkalosis? We don't want that today. What you doing? No. You know, if you get metabolic alkalosis, you know what happens? You stop breathing.
Do you know how much because you're trying to cost?
Kiki, you laughing, but isn't that the truth? That's the response.
It is.
You stop breathing so you retain CO2 so that you would neutralize. You're going to stop breathing, okay, if your kidneys didn't take care of that. Keep drinking that alkaline.
The next time I go to the convenience store and I see this pH 9, I'm going to be like, so stop breathing.
I'm done.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Hold your breath right there. Hold your breath and walk around. Hold your breath and walk around.
That's no, right. But for real, have you seen the price of these alkaline waters?
Listen,
like, I'm
me.
Still on
oh,
that.
Essentia, all these different brands. You know, I'm not trying to take away money from anybody, but all these different brands that are out there, get you a Brita pitcher, a filter. Filter your water, boil it. Okay. If you're so concerned about the water coming out of your tap, the EPA issues standards for each place. They can show you what's in your water. Okay. And it's not just like biocontaminants and radiation. It's also mineral content, right? Is your water hard or your water soft? Mm-hmm. And that doesn't just have implications on you drinking it. It has implications on your face, on your hair, on your clothes. So it's really important for you to know the mineral content of the water you're using, okay? And mm-hmm. if you own your home, if you're fortunate enough to own your home, you can put a filtration system on your home where you can take out those chemicals. And if you're renting, you don't have to do that. There's all these shower filter heads you can screw on now or put on your taps, and mm-hmm. that's it. You get rid of it. So you can save yourself lots of money by filtering your water, boiling it. Revolutionary. You could save the earth with the plastic bottles too. Just say.
Yes.
That's just true. Say. I'm guilty of buying water. Water in my area really sucks. But I don't buy alkaline. That's all I gotta say.
Now I will say this. Not all waters taste the same. Yes. I will not lie to you. Not totally all agree. Waters taste the same. Because I can't drink Deer Park. I'm sorry. I can't. Y'all can keep that in Walmart. I'm good. I don't want it. It's good. Good. No. I would be here with my Brita pitcher and my kettle handling it out. No. I can't drink it.
The Deer Park doesn't do too much for me. I don't like that other one, what's it called? Evian?
Oh, the spring Aquina? Water because Aquafina is the other one. That's another
so
one.
So I like Aquafina. It's the Evian. Oh, yeah. I don't.
That's Avian. Spring water. It's because of the mineral content. It's probably the taste of the mineral content that you don't like. It's spring like water. So there's a difference between spring water and distilled water, right? Yes. And so distilled water, like, why are you drinking spring water? I'd be like, really? Like, let's think about why are you drinking spring water? Do you need that much calcium and minerals added in? I'm so confused. Spring water is literally like limestone water. Has anybody been to Barbados? So if you went to the limestone caves, the water that's dripping off of the cave, that's spring water. That's the kind of content. You're drinking calcium water, basically. Mineral water.
It's exotic.
Exactly. Thank you.
Right? It's like the Voss water that comes in the glass bottle.
That's the same thing that John Smith said about Pocahontas. Anyhow.
Exotic. I'm not gonna lie. So when I was a resident and I thought I was balling because I was no longer a broke med student, and I had the glass Voss water bottle. I must have saved that glass Voss water bottle and refilled it about 20 times.
And you helped save the environment. Congratulations. Yay.
There you go.
Good.
Tell me nothing.
You reused the bottle. That's great. But hey, if that's how you enjoyed it, that's fine. I have no problem with that. I'm just like, I don't see the appeal. I just don't see the appeal to, and water is heavy, eh? When you have to come home, as a single woman, when I go grocery shopping, I don't want to be telling
it
home
is
no,
really heavy.
No water by myself. I'm good. I'll have my filtration system here and I'll boil my water. I'm good. Thanks so much.
So how much water do you guys drink?
Okay, good question.
For the day, what do you think?
So the old school answer was 8 cups a day, which is what I was doing. And then I went and researched. And according to the new research, it's 11 cups for men and 9 cups for women, depending upon where you live.
But my thing is, right?
Yes.
How they must base it off every single woman. Because we have to take in how much water does each body has, right?
So exactly. So the second school of thought says that you should drink water until the water you drink, the pee looks like the water you're drinking, basically.
I like that better. Look at Kiki's face. I'm sorry, Dr. Davis.
Yes, Dr. Davis, come on through. Talk to me.
I got 3 kids. These sphincter muscles ain't working like they did. So if you want to put nothing.
We can discuss pelvic floor exercises on another episode. However, hey, listen, I'm going to be real with you. When I'm working in the ICU, I don't get near enough water. I'm going to be real with you. I have too much to do. And if you drink that much water and you got all that to do, you're going to have an accident. I'm just saying, in the middle of a central line, I'm going to have an accident. I'm in the middle of debating somebody, I'm going to have an accident. I can't drink that much water right at that time. But I try to make up for it when I'm not, you know. But to be, you know, the good doctor, the recommended amount is this amount. You know, it's based upon your total body weight. So it's supposed to be 60% of you is actually water, and you're replacing that water in the day. So you can use that as your guide.
I think a good guide is your pee should be clear. If it's not clear, then you're not drinking enough water.
Don't have accidents. Don't have accidents. Oh, and please, if you're having repeated accidents, please go see your urologist. But, you know.
Exactly.
Because, for I always tell people, drink. Exactly, until you're peeing clear. But a lot of times when I have clients come in, I'm like, look, I need to take a break. I do what I preach. Okay. So I'm going to go and use the restroom.
That's nice. That's I can't tell that to my patients. They're intubated and unresponsive.
They're intubated.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't have
that's
option.
Really good, Izzy.
Yeah, that's a great, that's setting standards. I wish I could say, hey,
good for you.
Don't code right now. Got to use the bathroom.
Right.
Keep that heart pumping. I'll be back. I can't do that. So that's the problem, you know. So I commend you. Great. At least one of us is practicing preaching. But another way, though, you can try to keep up with your water intake is, you know, you get those big jugs that have the markers on them, you know? I had one of those, okay? You don't like it? I loved it. The little motivational things? You're doing good? Keep up? No. She's like, no. she's just annoying.
Do you know what you guys look like carrying big old jugs around like this? What you look like?
I love it.
Okay. Dr. Davis, think about it though. You drink more water if it's in access to you.
Yes, that's the whole
point. So you see it and then you're like, oh yeah, I should drink some water. I'll drink it.
Yes.
Like, you don't mentally think, okay,
I feel this whole thing today, I gotta go drink this water. I'm not bringing this back home with me.
I don't do it because I don't look cool. But it makes you drink more water. I totally agree with it.
Izzy, can you help me out here? Can you please? Because I'm drowning. The other two have left me. It's a great strategy. I think it's good action.
A lot of time, you know, people just need that motivation. They need that. It's the same way that I tell clients, if you're trying to lose weight and there's certain things that you're going to want to eat, you don't have it in your home, the same way you have the water there and it's going to make you think, hey, I should be drinking more water.
So, I mean,
this is true. It gives me anxiety. It's so much. It's like 7 a.m., a whole liter. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so anxiety provoking.
The one with the time gives me anxiety. I can't do that one.
Yeah, no, it has to have like the motivation.
Yeah, the motivational ones, like you can do it, keep up, blah, blah, blah. That's great. The ones with the times on them. Yeah, you're almost there. That's great. The one with the 7 a.m., 8 a.m., I'm like, What's this? This is pressure.
That's clocking you.
Yes.
Right.
It is. I don't like that. I have a time frame. I can't. This is too much pressure. It's commitment. I have a problem.
People need that stimulus. And they have to see it. They have to hear it and see it. And sometimes, a lot of times, Chris knows, I've lost 44 pounds in the last 2 years. So I tell people, one of the big things was my water intake. I realized how much I was not drinking water and how much that was affecting my weight loss. So I tell my clients, I was like, look, I'm telling you, it's a very important thing. So because they see the change, they're like, you know what? Maybe I should be doing that.
Well, yes, I can attest to her water intake. It's I'm telling you right now, she motivates me. So it's impressive. Her steps and her water intake. Impressive.
You guys always have goals in life.
Every day she's on it. And I'm like, okay. And you know, we have our activities linked to each other. So it's like, Izzy's finished her steps today. Again, pressure. Okay. And I'm like, really? Really? You already finished your steps? Okay.
I feel like the only time I really was good on water intake when I was forced to do it during breastfeeding.
That was, yes.
It's yes. Like you had to. I mean, how else is a baby going to eat? You gotta be on it.
This is true. I will say though, Izzy, you may be able to comment on this. What made me start, and I laugh, but I do drink water, but I have to put a limit in it. I don't have that motivational stuff because I don't think it's motivational when I gotta piss every day. But but you know what I noticed? My skin did start looking better. So yeah, that was my motivation.
And I mean,
that's real, right? Part.
Yes, that's very, I mean, it's very real because it's the hydration from inside and out. So I tell a lot of clients that they come in and they're like, I have very dry skin and I'm putting all this product and it's not helping. I was like, are you drinking water? Not really. I was like, your body needs input from both ends because again, all these reactions and everything that's helping your skin be in good condition needs water. Without water, nothing can work. It's like working a car with no gas.
Right. Yes.
Makes sense.
We're mostly water. Our cells need water to function, right? I mean, hey, if you're not giving it water and you're getting insensible losses and so forth, it's going to start drying out. That's why the skin's going to start to break out and age quicker. So drink your water. Mind your business. So... That's a Caribbean song, guys. That's a Caribbean song. Okay, all right. So moving
and then
right
that
along.
Also. Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
And that's why that's also important with the filters with the skin.
Oh yes, your shower filters are really good because they take out the hard elements, the minerals, and so forth. So that helps with your skin and with your hair.
Yes.
Your hair growth will take off, ladies. Shower filter. Yo. Go get one today. I don't care what the brand is. When you wash your hair with a shower filter, that's it. It's a wrap. Growth.
And it will save money on buying products for hair regrowth, and you can use that for eating healthier.
That's what I like.
Look at that, Izzy.
She's repurposing the budget. Repurposing the budget. This is what I'm talking about. Move those dollars around. All right. Another quick tip for how you can eat healthy on a budget is coupons. I know we watch these shows with the coupon cutters. You can do this digitally now. There's all types of sites, okay? There's coupons.com, RetailMeNot, XYZ, but you can just Google it and see. All of the supermarkets have coupons, and the manufacturers for food also have their individual coupons you can use anywhere, too. So you can save money that way also. So start couponing, and you can probably roll through Whole Foods and get some stuff on a discount. Who knows? I personally like Trader Joe's. I've shopped there majority because I get my stuff for, you know, minimal cost. And my fresh fruits and vegetables, I do go to either Whole Foods or HEB. I'm in Houston, so, you know. But I will say another strategy in the supermarket is stay out of the aisles, okay? If you want to lose weight and you want to eat healthy, stay out of the aisles. The aisles are where all the processed foods, things that are filled with sodium and chemicals and sugar, okay? And read the labels. For the love of God, pick it up and turn around and look to see how much sodium and how much sugar. Let's just start with those two things. Sodium and sugar is in the thing that you're eating. It'll change your life. When I went on keto, which was that four years ago? Okay. Starting to read labels. Things that you didn't even think had sugar in it, they have sugar in it. Salad dressings that had sugar contents that were through the, I was like, what? Salad mm-hmm. dressing? Like okay. it just blows your mind how much sugar is in everything. And juice is the enemy. Eh? I know black people love juice. Eh? We love it. We'll love it. Okay. My black and my brown people, we love juice. Put it down. You have to put it down. Okay. My diabetics, put it down. It's not. Stop drinking the juice. The juice is what's got your hemoglobin A1C all over the place. It's up and down. It's going sideways. No matter what pill we're giving you, it's not working. It's the juice. Juice has so much carbs, so much sugar.
I think they should put insulin next to the juice. You should buy one juice. You get an insulin pen. I think that would be very cost effective. I'm just saying. And I just want you to know, this is how I talk to my patients, by the way. So, thinking truth.
I think. I mean, hey, a bundle pack? I mean, like,
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
And throw some atorvastatin in there. I mean, throw it all in there.
Give him a Lipitor too. I mean, like, this is
exactly
like really, like, if you're gonna drink juice, drink like okay. I know juicing is very expensive. You know, the juices are expensive, and buying juice at like stores and stuff is very expensive. And by the way, if you're doing juicing and you're not drinking that juice within a certain amount of time, it's useless. Just want to let you know.
Within 30 minutes.
It's expensive water you're drinking. Expensive water. Okay? So juicing may not be an option, but instead of picking up a thing of orange juice, pick up some oranges. The actual orange has fiber content. And no added sugar. These are options. And you're teaching your kids. Whatever you're eating, your kids are watching. Your kids are watching. You're teaching your kids how to eat. You know, we have whole communities that are diabetic, hypertensive, chronic kidney disease, coronary artery disease, cardiovascular illnesses, all because of the way that we eat. You got to put down these things. Juice is the number one culprit. I really think that I lost 120 pounds over, was it three years?
Yeah.
It was 120, Kiki, 120. And I mean, like, look at me. I'm a completely different individual, right? Like, but my thing is, juice was one of the hardest things for me to give up. But I saw
you
the
really
most.
Loved your juice, by the way.
I loved it.
She did, didn't she? Now that I think,
she loved it.
Go out the way for it.
I loved it, and it was my thing. I loved juice, and then I realized I am a slave to this thing, and I don't want to be a slave to anything in my life. And when I gave that thing up, man, the weight loss went like that. Juice. No. And there's quick tricks like, okay, so if you love juice as much as I do, and I don't think there's anyone in this earth that loved it as much as I did, you can do this. There are zero calorie, like, you know, flavors that you can put in your water for the first couple of months. Like, you need 21 days to break a habit. I swear, 21 days you need to break a habit. Start that way. You take the water, you put a little bit of the flavoring in it, and you use it like that. You get rid of all the juice in your house, eh? All the soda. In your house, get rid of it. I was not a soda drinker. I didn't like the fizz. But some people like soda all the time. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. It's not worth it, guys. Okay. Moving on. Because we need to wrap this up. Because we could talk about nutrition all day. But
yeah, true.
Fiber content. Okay. So Izzy taught me something about oatmeal. And I'm going to hand it off to Izzy because I did not know this. This was like blew my mind. Okay. Tell them what you told me. We'll leave it
to you. So no. So one of the things with oatmeal is the problem with oatmeal. People are like, I eat oatmeal and that's great. You know, they say it's great for your cholesterol. It's amazing. It's like, yes, but cooked oatmeal has so much more carbs than if you eat raw oatmeal. And part of it is because of the composition of the oatmeal. So when you cook it, you break down those fibers. So it allows your body to actually use more of the carbs within that oatmeal. So if you're eating it raw, it actually diminishes the amount of carbs you're eating. So it's better to eat raw oatmeal than cooked.
Let me translate for my
black. How do you eat
and,
raw oatmeal?
Let me translate for my black and brown people.
Oh, so then.
Wait
a second.
My black and my brown people are not going to
I got to cook my oats.
I'm not going to be
like, I don't understand. I'm envisioning that like a bowl of dry oatmeal.
No.
I'm like, hey, no. We go back, but I don't know about this now.
No.
My black and brown people are going to be thinking about raw oats like you give to a horse. No, guys.
Which was the same reaction that Chris had last night.
I did have that last night. I was like, no. So overnight oats that you put like in the little, you know, the glass mason jar, you pour a little almond milk on them and some fruit, that counts as not cooked oats. Raw.
Because you're not breaking it down. You're not using heat to break down that fiber.
So the heat changes the fiber from insoluble to soluble, and that's the problem. When oats become a soluble fiber, your body can access it and use it as a glucose monomer. Does that make sense?
Carbs, exactly.
When it's an insoluble fiber, it stays in your gut. It pulls water in as an osmotic, and it pushes it out, and you poop it. Got it?
Interesting.
Very interesting.
So how do you make it again? You put some in a jar?
Yeah, you get the little glass mason jars, okay?
Like put a couple of yogurt on it.
You can put yogurt, you can use almond milk, okay? We're going to go into the milks a little bit, but you can put almond milk or whatever your favorite milk is. And then you put some fruit. Chia seeds, you can put chia seeds. Flax seed, you can put in there too.
You can make a smoothie or just put some of the oats in. It gives it that texture. Yeah. And then that's it.
That's it.
Oh, y'all getting fancy. Literally. Chia seeds. Don't even know what a chia seed is.
A chia seed is a small little black seed, okay? And when it gets hydrated, it turns into a jelly-like substance like tapioca.
Oh, this is a shapeshifter. I don't know. Like, this is a shapeshifter. I don't know.
And it actually increases your hydration. It's a good way to hydrate.
It's great to hydrate. Really? You can put it in what I was doing when I started to my weight loss journey, and Izzy can attest to this, I used to put chia seeds in my water bottle.
Really?
And every time, yeah, and the water in your hydration goes like
really?
Yes, insane.
And chia seeds was a very big component in indigenous cultures in Latin America, and that's how they used it to hydrate.
Oh, because of course they're close to the equator and they're hot.
So you just put it in the water?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it turns into little jelly-like bubbles, and it'll slide down. It'll feel a little strange at first, but it's cool. It's really cool, and you feel super hydrated. It's not slimy, Kiki.
Look at her face.
I can see your face.
Don't put that face out there.
Oh my goodness. Anyhow, chia seeds in your water is like money. Okay. Okay.
I'm going to try that though.
So, yeah, you should try it. You should try it. Flax seed is a great way to lower your cholesterol and get fiber too. Flax seed. Okay. You need to grind the flax seed, guys. Grind it, please. Don't go eat whole flax seeds, please. And don't call me when you have diverticulitis. Thank you so much. Because it happens. People hear things and then they just go running, doing this. Ask questions. Yogurt, when you're picking your yogurts, okay. I know there's a whole lot of yogurt out there. I mean, there's a whole aisle of yogurt, eh? When you're picking your yogurt, low-fat yogurts tend to have more sugar. Make sure you're looking at it, okay? When it says low-fat, they've added more sugar to add more flavor, okay? So, like, when I was doing keto, I used to eat Greek yogurt, plain Greek yogurt. It's high in fat, it's low in sugar, okay? If you're not on keto and you go and eat that, you're going to gain weight, okay? So make sure that whatever you're doing, if you're doing just a modified diet, you're just doing lifestyle change, you're not going on full keto, don't go picking up the high fat yogurt either, okay? So you have to kind of balance. Everything is a balance. But look at the sugar contents. Look at the sugar contents. If you're picking up the yogurt that has all the flavors and all the fruits and stuff, that's going to have calories. That's going to have a lot of calories. Look at the calorie count, please.
I'm sorry. We need to go back to the fiber.
Yes.
Because I see too many constipation every single day. So because you ate oats one day during the week does not make it a fiber-rich diet. You got to be on it every single day. No, I'm serious. I got so much patience.
You ate it one time in 1992? And so now you got a fiber-rich diet?
Exactly.
1992?
No, for real. Like, it's a growing concern in the U.S. No, I'm serious. Like, constipation is huge. So you know when people are on Miralax? No, for real.
Everybody.
So let me explain to you. First of all, water has a lot to do with constipation. Your water intake, if you're drinking enough water.
Totally agree.
Right? If you're ambulating, you're walking enough, that's also not going to be an issue because it's all about, you know, first of all, gravity, and number two, blood flow. You got to get the blood flowing to the gut, okay? Okay, and fiber content. You can get fiber from your oatmeal, as we said before, but you also have cruciferous vegetables, that's broccoli and cauliflower, okay? You want to make sure you cook those because raw broccoli and cauliflower have a lot of a chemical that makes you toot, lots of gas. So you want to make sure you steam that, okay? You don't want to be killing your neighbors. Also, the what we call legumes, lentils, the beans, those are great sources of protein, but they're also really good fiber content. Okay. Anything else? Anybody else can think of anything else? It's a good source of fiber for fruits and vegetables, tons of fiber.
Exactly.
Tons of fiber in fruits and vegetables. That's what I'm saying. Eat the orange, put down the orange juice. And then
if you're looking at the cereal, make sure you look at the box and look at the fiber content. Not because you eat in any random cereal means it's fiber in there.
Oh my God. Please. Please what? No. Most cereals that are on the market don't have that much fiber. Just exactly. Exactly. And cereals that have high fiber tend to have a lovely cardboard taste. Just letting you know. So.
Read the labels.
Read the label. Read your label. Start picking up and reading the label. Become an informed consumer. Become an informed consumer. All right, prunes. Prunes, dates. That's another way to.
Oh, yes.
Get the gut going. But once it starts. Oh, yeah. Be easy on that. That's all I got to say. I learned that the hard way. Let's just say it. Yeah. Yeah.
And eating your yogurt for the probiotics.
Yes. Yes. So that's another thing. Ladies, you want to keep downstairs healthy. First and foremost, the douching. Please stop douching. Please stop douching. Please stop douching. Okay. It is a self-cleaning oven. It's a self-cleaning oven. Okay. Eat yogurt. Lactobacilli. It's called lactobacilli. Natural probiotic. Goes down there and it does the job. It keeps everybody in check. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. Please, stop douching. Summer's Eve, put it down.
Stop.
Just stop. It's not supposed to smell like flowers. Let's just start there. It's not supposed to smell like flowers. I'm sorry. No. It's your nether regions. It's not supposed to smell like flowers. And the scent is not actually coming from your vagina. It's coming from the groin area, the leg fold and the fold in between the butt. And if you've got a nice little fupa, it's underneath there too. So clean the folds. Clean the folds. Thanks. Thanks. All right. We're getting off kilter. This is not nutrition at all.
That was your PSA?
That was PSA.
Your PSA?
No, right?
No, because
it's service about it.
This is what the patients come in and complain about, you know, and they're talking to you. And in IM Clinic, and you're like, where do y'all get these ideas? No. I've seen all kinds of things. I've seen people put sea sponges upstairs. So no.
We can call this section the nutrition of the hoo-ha. Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies, we could talk about this all night, but I'm going to call it a wrap. Do you have any closing thoughts? And we can come on another episode and deal with the rest. Any closing thoughts for our listeners? Anything you want them to walk away remembering?
If moderation is key. Okay. If you're doing too much of something, not good for you.
Okay.
And definitely it's lifestyle changes. It's long term. Not now. Not quick. Not I want to fit in my dress in a month. No, this is about your whole future.
Okay. Dr. Davis.
Planning is key. Small steps equal big progress. Wonderful. Small steps every day.
Okay. Drink your water. Drink your water.
And mind your business.
And mind your business. Thank you for joining MD Fam. Good night.